Welcome to the Digital Joe Podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to grow your local business using social media and digital marketing. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome back to the Digital Joe Podcast, the show for business owners that want to learn how to grow their local business using social media and digital marketing. I'm your host, Joe Amato. Thank you so much for joining me, and welcome back. It's been a little while. I took a little bit of a hiatus because I wasn't too thrilled with the way the original podcast was going, so I needed to totally take some time and kind of revive the entire podcast. Still around the same principles, though. I want to deliver you constant, valuable content that's going to help you grow your business through online marketing, social media, digital advertising, and things like that. So this episode is no different. This episode is all about email. Email marketing. Yes, I am still talking about email marketing in 2019. And what we're going to go over in this episode is why having an email list is still important, even in 2019, and four ways for you to grow your email list fast. It's really crucial that even now you have a really good email list, and we're going to get into the reasons why. But before we do that, I just want to say that this episode is brought to you by Vivo Creative. It is my social media marketing company. If you're a Hudson Valley business that needs help with social and digital marketing and advertising, give us a call. Head over to vivocreative.net and check us out. Let's get to the content. Okay, so email marketing. You probably get inundated with hundreds of emails a day, most of them marketing messages with an unsubscribe button at the bottom where you're just too tired to actually unsubscribe. Well, that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about meaningful connections with your customers and potential customers. Now, the first thing I want to get into is why even now, especially now, having an email list is super important if you're a local business or even a big brand. So digital advertising has gotten huge, obviously. I mean, with Facebook ads being accessible to everybody, Instagram ads being accessible to everybody, YouTube ads, Snapchat ads, Twitter, Google search, display ads, you name it, the resources are endless. The downside to those particular platforms is that you don't own the audience. Let me repeat that. You do not own the audience that you're advertising to. And this is why having a solid email list is crucial in 2019. I'll explain why. Remember back last year, I believe it was last January of 2018, when Facebook revealed their massive algorithm change. Basically stiffing business pages that are posting content on a regular basis. So let's say you're a business that has 20,000 Facebook followers. After the algorithm change, the likelihood of those 20,000 people seeing your content is virtually zero. After the algorithm shift, Facebook will only show your content to a very, very, very small percentage of your audience for free. That means that you have to pay to reach the people that you've worked so hard to get into your community of followers. That's just one example. What if the cost of YouTube ads skyrockets, absolutely goes through the roof, and you can no longer afford to run those 5 cent cost per view video ads on YouTube anymore, and now they're $5, $10, $15 a view? Well, you're at the mercy of the media companies like Facebook, Google, and Snapchat, based on whatever they feel like doing that day. When you have your own email list, when you have an email list of 20,000 subscribers as opposed to 20,000 Facebook fans, you're in control. Let me explain a little bit further. Those emails, those contacts, those phone numbers, names, and email addresses are yours. You generated them. They stay with you. Yes, you're probably using some sort of an email marketing system like a Constant Contact or a MailChimp or something to that effect. But at the end of the day, that list is still yours. If Facebook decides to shut down or drastically increase the cost of advertising to your 20,000 followers, how do you reach them? How do you reach those people if you can no longer afford it or can no longer do it, period, because of some major change? If you have that email list, you can always dip back into your customer base and the people that are potentially interested in your business if you're growing your email list the right way. That being said, no major bombs have fallen in the world of social and digital advertising yet, maybe with the exception of the Facebook algorithm change back in 2018, but nevertheless, if you have a solid email list now, it's even more powerful. I'll explain that. If you have a solid email list of your customer base, or even people that are interested in what you're offering, you can use that email list to generate incredible advertising audiences on the platforms I was just talking about before, like Facebook, Google, Snapchat. Wherever you're advertising online, there's a great chance that you can utilize your email list to find either your exact customers or people that demographically look like your customers to reach through advertising. You're saving money by advertising to people that are more likely to do business with you. It's absolutely amazing. And again, another crazy reason why you should still have an email list and be continuously growing your email list even in 2019. I guess what I'm trying to boil down to is the fact that an email list is something that you can control. You cannot control when Facebook changes something or when Google changes something or when YouTube changes something. You have zero control over that. The only thing you can control is the information that you own. When you're utilizing platforms like Facebook and Google to reach new customers and reach your current customers, you are putting all of your eggs into that one basket. And if that basket doesn't exist anymore or drastically changes the way it's operated, you are in big trouble. You're in serious trouble. So I urge you to continuously grow that email list. And in a minute, we're going to get into four ways to actually grow your email list, because that's the other piece of this. Having the email list is one thing, but continuously growing it or even starting one if you haven't already can be kind of tricky. I want to kind of show you some ways that you can do that fairly easily. But again, just to wrap that up, again, it's really important to have an email list in 2019. If you are relying heavily on online and digital advertising, you have very little control over the people that you advertise to, despite having all the control over the people that you advertise to. Having that email list gives you that control. It gives you the access to the customer's information that you care about the most, and it'll allow you to reach the correct people if you're advertising properly on the other channels, as well as the people that are already doing business with you for repeat customers. It's super important. I don't think I've stressed enough how crucial it is to have an email list even in 2019, but I think I'm going to stop there and move on to showing you some ways to grow your email list fast. I mean, really fast, okay? So number one, I have to get out of the way the fact that asking people to sign up for your company newsletter is garbage. When was the last time you signed up for a newsletter about a construction company that opened up down the road? You're never going to do it. Even if you use that construction company, you're probably not going to sign up for a newsletter to let you know what's happening with the company every single month. So if you've got that button on your website that says, sign up for our newsletter, join our monthly newsletter, get rid of it. It's doing you no good. And odds are you're probably not keeping up with the content anyway. So just stop it. Instead, here are four ways that you can grow your email list fast for people that will actually care about what it is you have to say. Number one, use a lead magnet. What do I mean by a lead magnet? I mean giving somebody a really valuable piece of content in exchange for their email address. I'm going to give you an example. About a year or so ago, we partnered up with a Pilates studio who wanted to generate more leads through their website. They were not getting really too many results from their social media and through their website, so they asked us to help them develop some sort of a funnel to build more leads. So my immediate suggestion was to offer a lead magnet in exchange for customer information. Now, a lead magnet being a valuable piece of information, we developed a 10-video series on a Pilates exercise that when someone signed up would receive a brand new exercise in their inbox for free for the next 10 days after they signed up. Massive, massive giveaway in exchange for their name, email, and most likely phone number as well. I have to tell you, this particular studio went from getting zero leads on the internet to getting hundreds of leads over the course of 30 to 60 days. And I mean hundreds and hundreds of leads. Not to mention brand new members just from the ad that we ran driving people to this landing page. But nevertheless, the piece of content was so valuable that several hundred people entered in their name and email address and phone number to a Pilates studio because we ran a Facebook ad to a page that said, hey, give us your name and email, and we're going to give you these 10 free videos totally on us, no questions asked. The conversion was amazing. Hundreds of leads, which turned into dozens and dozens of new clients for this studio. We actually had to turn the ad off because they were packed with their schedule. It was that good. When you're putting together a lead magnet, you need to make it good. Make it something valuable for your user to give you their information. That information is valuable. In this case, give them something valuable in return. It could be a video series. It could be an educational white paper. It could be an ebook. It can be an audio download. It could be anything like that. Just make sure it's valuable enough. I'm not talking about a 5% off coupon on an appetizer on a Tuesday night between 7 and 7:30 p.m. I'm talking about something good, something substantial that's going to make them give you their information. It will pay you back royally if you do it properly. So number one, again, to grow your email list fast, create a lead magnet. Create something that gets automatically sent to a subscriber when they sign up for your list. You can do this online through an email marketing system. There's free email marketing systems like MailChimp and things like that that you can utilize to create these kinds of lead magnets to send automatically when somebody signs up. So number one, lead magnet, something valuable, make sure it's something that a subscriber is gonna wanna get. Number two, the second way to grow your email list fast is have a contest. Do a giveaway. We partner up with a local car wash franchise to develop a email subscriber generator contest. That's a really long mouthful. I'm going to try to shorten it up. They wanted to grow their email list. So we devised a contest where somebody would win a year's worth of free car washes. Again, going back to point number one, is that the giveaway has to be good. The reason that somebody's going to sign up has to be good. They're not signing up for your newsletter, and they're not signing up for a free 5% off coupon. That's something that they have to buy. They need something good and something that they can get for free in order to sign up for your list. So we partnered up with the car wash franchise to put together a year's worth of car washes. We took their email list from just over 2,000 people to over 20,000 subscribers in less than 10 months. Let me just put that into perspective. They grew from a little over 2,000 to over 20,000 subscribers in just under 10 months. They have more subscribers on their email list than they have on their social media channels combined. Granted, we're reaching many more people than that through social media ads because those platforms are still incredibly powerful and incredibly underpriced. But every time they have a promotion and send out an email blast, they get a ton of people coming through their car washes with the promo that was sent to them directly via email. So decide how often you want to do it. You could do one big giveaway for a push of, I don't know how many weeks you want to do it. You can do it regular, like ongoing, if you want to grow your list on a regular basis, but give away something good. Again, the key word here is value. Nobody will sign up for an email list if they are not perceiving value. So again, number two, run a contest for something good that somebody's going to want to win in order to sign up for your email list. Moving on to number three, this is kind of like number one and two, but it's a little bit different. Number three, to grow your email list fast, is to give a reason to sign up for your list that's, again, valuable. You see the theme here? In this case, I'm talking about a special offer that is exclusive only to email subscribers. It could be the form of a discount, but an actual good discount, not the $5 off of an appetizer on Tuesdays from 7 to 7:30 p.m., dine-in only. I'm talking about something substantial, 15, 20, 30%, or a special cost for somebody signing up for their email list. And here's why. before you can get somebody to become a repeat customer, you have to get them to become a one-time customer. This is one way to get them into your system, to know that they're interested in your product or service, and it entices them to try you. Again, they're giving you their information in exchange for something valuable, for something that they perceive as valuable. So make it valuable. They're giving you their information. You should give them something good in return. So again, number three, give a good reason to sign up for an email list, whether it's a very good discount or a very special coupon code that's exclusive to people that sign up for your email list. All right, here is number four, the fourth way to grow your email list fast. And for this one, I'm going old school. If you have a brick and mortar location where customers come into your establishment to purchase whatever it is they're purchasing, your product or service, have a sign-up sheet at the register. Again, I'm going old school. Have a sign-up sheet and make sure to refer to numbers 1, 2, and 3 on the sign-up sheet. Make sure they know what they're going to receive for signing up for your sheet. You've got a captive audience, somebody that just purchased something from you or ate at your establishment or just became a customer. Make sure you try to capture that information. You've got them there. Odds are they're going to join your list based on what you're offering them. So hey, to save 20% off your next purchase, sign up for our email list here. You're going to get emails from us maybe once a month or so with our specials or our savings that are exclusive to our email members. But if you sign up within the next few days, you're going to get a 20% off code for a purchase of $25 or more the next time you come in. Look how simple that was. During the conversation of closing out a customer, you've just received another email subscriber. If you're in a high volume or a retail or a restaurant type of business, this is huge. If you want to make it a little bit more modern, you could do it with an iPad or a laptop or something like that on the counter, but old school works just as well. Pen, paper with a spreadsheet that you print out that has their name, their email, and their phone number. Tell them why they should join your list and what they're going to expect when they actually become a member. That's number four, guys. So let me recap these, the four ways to grow your email list fast. Number one, lead magnet. A great piece of content, a valuable piece of content that somebody can only get for signing up for your list. Refer to the example of the Pilates studio that gave away 10 free exercise videos for 10 days for signing up for email. Number two is run a contest or a giveaway. Make sure that the giveaway is really good. Again, value first. Number three, give somebody a special exclusive offer via email that they cannot get anywhere else. I can't stress enough the value. And number four is a good old-fashioned sign-up sheet by the cash register when somebody cashes out for their purchase. Four ways to grow your email list fast, which feeds into number one, continue to build that list. Really, I've dedicated a whole episode to it, and we'll probably talk about it more in the coming episodes as things come out. But in the meantime, it's really important to have that email list, have the control, and be able to reach your customers and your potential customers in their inbox, because you just don't know when things are going to change. You really don't. So have that piece, have that data, have that knowledge, have those customers in your pocket to make sure that you can reach them on a regular basis. Okay, so that just about does it for this episode this week. I really hope it delivered some value. I'm really excited to be back with the show. I hope to have a better delivery system for you and delivering more and more content to help you grow your business using online marketing. It's something that I'm very passionate about. It's something that I really love doing every single day. You can learn more about my company at vivocreative.net. We do social media, digital advertising, video content production for the internet. Basically, we make local businesses look amazing online. So if you'd like to learn more about us and myself, you can visit vivocreative.net or just subscribe to the pod, and we'll see you next time. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you soon.